HMH Audio presents Home Baked, My Mom, Marijuana, and the Stoning of San Francisco. Written by Alia Voltz. Read by Alia Voltz. For Doug and Merity, you kept me safe from the squares. Prologue. On the Barge. When I was 9, my public elementary school participated in a program best known by the slogan, Dare to Keep Kids Off Drugs. It was one of Nancy Reagan's pet projects, a prong of her Just Say No campaign. One afternoon per week, the entire fourth grade crowded into the cafeteria, where a uniformed policeman lectured us about the perils of narcotics like marijuana. We learned techniques for deflecting peer pressure and identifying and avoiding dealers. And we broke into groups to play-act situations. I was careful to follow the program's script. I knew how to keep a secret. At home, there were giant black garbage bags of Mendocino shake crammed into the closet of our spare bedroom, along with pounds of fragrant manicured buds sealed in gallon Ziplocs. My mom had operated Sticky Fingers Brownies, a massive, profoundly illegal marijuana edibles business, since before I was born. Throughout my infancy, she and her partners distributed upward of 10,000 brownies per month. It was the first known business of its kind to operate at that scale in California. By the age of 9, I was helping my mom bake and individually wrap brownies on weekends. Sometimes I tagged along on deliveries after school. We were the people the cop warned my class about. By 1987, the year of my first DARE lessons, AIDS was ravaging my hometown. People I loved as surrogate aunties and uncles were suffering gruesome, agonizing illnesses. Cannabis eased their discomfort and helped curb the deadly wasting syndrome. After-school deliveries had become tours of sick beds. I had been my mom's accomplice since I was in the stroller. Some of my earliest flashes of memory are from brownie runs back when San Francisco had a technicolor glow. I grew up believing that I was made of my hometown, that there was no difference between me and the place I was born. My family's secrets sometimes isolated me from others.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?